helps for 2016, the return of Itai Dzamara, as well as the youth for representation in parliament, the quota system.
And when we are talking about some of these issues, especially the issue of Itai Dzamara, what do you think the state can do to make sure that he is brought back?
There's quite a lot that the state can do to show that Itai is brought back. The first one is their seriousness in investigating his disappearance. That's the first stage.
So now, taking into account that the state has not been doing a lot, do you think that they will do it this time around?
Definitely they won't do it this time around, but we will push them until they budge, because that's what we are going to be doing this 2016.
So now tell us in detail your kind of program for 2016.
We are still mapping the way forward since we just came from our annual general meeting. So there is quite a lot that we are going to do, and we are going to be very much active, as we now have a lot of partners and as well as sympathizers on the ground willing to walk the talk with us.
So you are continuing with your agenda of trying to force the president to leave office, and don't you think that that's a dangerous way to go?
Not trying to force, but we are going to force him to leave the office. It is a dangerous thing, but if we don't do it, then who's going to do it for us? So better us than anyone else.
So do you have new strategies of doing that?
Plenty of new strategies, which unfortunately I can't reveal here because of reasons that are security issues. But definitely, yes, we have. Since we've now partnered up with other organizations who are into this full time.
How do you think the president's office is going to react to what you're going to do this year? And are you prepared for that?
Yes. They are going to do their usual public response of trying to beat us down and beat us out. But when you use violence against people who are peaceful, you always tend to lose, because peace and violence don't go hand in hand.
We have seen that the president's office has not yet reacted to your request for further investigations into the disappearance of Itai Dzamara. So now, at what stage are you in now in trying to establish from that office where Dzamara went?
Now we have engaged, we have reached far into the president's office and engaged his PEMSEC in order for him to book us in an interview so that we can sit one-on-one with the president and really talk about this issue in person.
Did you meet the permanent secretary?
We are yet to meet with him.